You're listening to the Sunday podcast brought to you by LifeTeen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Always good to be together, my family, and always good to have a chance to dive into the timelessness of God, the timeless Word of God. This week, we're taking a look at the 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Let's get to it. Our first reading from Isaiah chapter 56, verse 1, then verses 6 and 7. Our responsorial psalm from Psalm 67, verses 2 and 3, then verses 5 and 6, and verse 8. Our second reading from Romans chapter 11, verses 13 through 15, and verses 29 through 32. And our gospel from St. Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 through 28. Wrapped up a very busy summer of travel. I know many of you have been out and about. I know I have. I think I logged over 40,000 miles the last few months. And on my last trip, it was really interesting. The flight attendant crew I've had before, I've gotten to know them, they've gotten to know me. It's a leg that I fly a lot. And as I got on, a couple of the flight attendants in the front, they said, "Oh, hi, Mark, how are you? You know, have a seat," and that kind of a thing. And it was really funny because, you know, when you know someone that well, obviously you fly too much. And as I went and sat down, a very disgruntled businessman type sat next to me and kind of like looked at me and kind of goes, "Well, what makes you so special?" And I was kind of taken back by it. Obviously, he was having a bad morning. And I had a thousand, this is the problem of having a naturally sarcastic personality that you try to temper like I do. I had 1,000 responses fly through my head, about 900 of which would have been very uncharitable and not very loving. And I just looked back at him and I said, "You know, I'm really not that special, except, you know, I'm a son of God." And I smiled at him and he was completely bewildered and didn't know what to say. And it made for an interesting flight. I share that story because I think what makes you so special is probably one of the most immature retorts or responses on the face of the planet, you know, and here's this person probably in his 50s acting like a 10-year-old. But what took me, it took me back in time, you know, to back when you're a kid, you know, or when people look at you, if someone says something like that, "Well, what makes you so special?" They're automatically making a judgment. They're automatically asking more than a question. They're actually making a statement. And oftentimes it's kind of an angry one. But that's what kept rolling through my head when I read through these readings for this week. In this gospel reading, it's a really, really interesting episode. Jesus goes up to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and those are up on the Mediterranean coast. They're north of Palestine. And there's a Canaanite woman in this place, and she comes and says, "Lord, have pity on me. My daughter's tormented by a demon." And Jesus doesn't say anything to her. He just kind of goes about his business. So in this way, it seems as though he's dismissing her. And then she keeps crying out to him. His disciples say, "Look, send her away. Like, she keeps crying out to you, bud." And then he looks at her and says, "I was sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But you have to understand, now she is not one of the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And basically, he was saying, "I came to seek out the Jewish people first and let them know what's going on." Not just the, not the Gentiles yet, but she's Gentile. And as she keeps pressing and she says, "Oh, Lord, you know, please," and she worships him, does him homage, says, "Please help me." And he says in reply, "Look, I'm not going to take the food of kids and throw it to dogs." At this point, you could be looking at Jesus and going, "Wow, this is really harsh. Like, this is, Jesus woke up on the wrong side of the mat this morning. Like, why is our Lord being this way?" And it's almost as though he's looking at her saying, "What makes you so special? Look, I'm not on a mission to save you, okay? That'll come later. I'm on this mission to deal with the Israelite people." But she doesn't give up. She's persistent. She's humble. And she says, "Lord, even the dogs eat the scraps that fall off the table of their masters." And Jesus is so impressed by her perseverance, by her faithfulness, that he looks her right in the eyes and says, "Oh, how great is your faith. Let it be done as you wish." Now, this is really beautiful. You see, what we're seeing here is the Lord was not being demeaning to her, and he wasn't being condescending to her, but he was engaging her in a dialogue. And this encounter revealed a lot of things. Number one, it reveals that she believes. This was an act of faith on her part. She believed that he is the Lord. Okay, so even though she was a Gentile, she basically renounced that, walked up and said, "You are the Lord. I bow to your authority." And when she does him homage and worships him, she's not only saying, "Look, you're the Lord, it's your authority, but whatever you say will happen, whatever you do will happen." And she's acknowledging, she's trusting that however he acts will be right. So this is a huge act of faith on her part, a huge act of humility on her part. She's not going up to him and ordering him. She's not going to him and expecting he's going to be a genie and do exactly what she wishes. She's bowing in humility before the Lord and saying, "Your will be done. And I pray you'll do this, but your will be done." And in her perseverance, not once, not twice, three times, her perseverance in the face of this shows what makes her so special. What makes her so special is that she knows who God is. What makes her so special is that she knows who she's not. What makes her so special is that she acknowledges that he's God and that he has the authority. What makes her so special is that she doesn't give up, that she believes that God is love, and that God and his love will act if she perseveres in prayer. In this first reading, you're going to be reminded from the prophet, observe what is right, do what is just, for my salvation is about to come, my justice about to be revealed. Then it talks about how the foreigners join themselves to the Lord, but all who keep the Sabbath free from profanation, from profaning, hold to my covenant, I'll bring to my mountain. Again, it's showing us, look, God is for everybody, okay? It's not an exclusive club. You know, I got moved up to first class on that flight. You know, some people knew my name, but it wasn't an exclusive club. I had developed a relationship with those people. That's what, quote unquote, made me so special in their eyes or in their mind. It wasn't the number of miles flown. It was the number of conversations had. In the second reading, St. Paul is going to be talking to the Gentiles, saying, I'm speaking to you Gentiles in as much as I'm an apostle of the Gentiles, and I glory in this ministry to make my race jealous and thus save some of them. It's so amazing because he was not necessarily a Gentile, but he was sent to them with this gospel, with this message. God's love is for everyone. And what makes us so special is when we realize that. When we realize that God is love, that God loves everyone, it's really important to remember that he says, I am the light of the world, not just I am the light to those who believe in me. That everyone in the world deserves this encounter. Everyone in the world deserves to know Jesus. Everyone in the world deserves to look in his eyes. And my brothers and my sisters, the way that they will come to know him is you. And what makes you part of an exclusive club is that you see him in the Eucharist, you receive him in the Eucharist, you know him through his church. But this is not an exclusive club that no one else can join. What makes this club so special is that you have the power to welcome anybody into the church and walk them closer to Christ. And I pray that you'll do that this week. May God bless you.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteen.com.